Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, you buy guys, gals, and everything in between. Yo Delta has your opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. So go to YoDelta.com to enter to win. No purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are great and get you high all summer long. YoDelta.com to win a brand new PS5.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own buy, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey everybody, how you doing? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Bye Guys. Subscribe on YouTube, guestdigitalnetwork.com/.
Use the promo code GUYS.
Yes, GUYS. Thank you for tuning in. It's Ian Fidance and Zach Amico. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah.
Hot as fuck out. I am not built for this, but yeah. I'm doing all right.
It was 100 degrees yesterday. I was biking around the city.
Is that like a pride thing? Because you're gay? Is it like a pride, like, that, like, look, I can still fucking get around on my bike no matter how hot it is?
Well, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not gay.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Just kind of, you know.
You dabble.
Like, I'm gay.
It's like, is it raining? No, but sometimes it does.
Well, then you're, well, then I'm sitting next to foggy London Town.
You know, when will the weather come? I don't know, but the weather app is out of order. And, you know, also my weather app has fucked me because it doesn't tell me it's going to rain. And then it's monsooning and it goes drizzle starting soon. I'm like, you piece of shit. But no, it's not a pride thing. It's I got to exercise. I got the bike helps. And also, you know, it's nice to get around. I undo my shirt, let the wind hit me, you know.
Play some music. I got you.
Yeah, and it gets my energy out and I sleep better at night. But yeah.
Let's introduce our guest. One of our guests just came in bleeding, and it's not the one you think it is.
Yeah.
We are joined by two great comics today, Micah Fox and Eric Bergstrom. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing
Thank
well.
You for having me.
Thank yes. you very much Thank for being you. Here. Eric, what the fuck happened to you?
I cut myself shaving and then I ran over and I started gushing blood about 5 minutes ago.
Jesus Christ.
Cool. It's
you
not
were,
the worst.
You were a haunted house.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. You were just, I mean, what the fuck?
I am the true foggy London town.
Yeah, you really are.
You know what's fucked up is you came so late, by the way, which I fucking hate. Because
5 minutes
you
of
have,
bleeding?
No, way later than five.
Way later than five.
It's 11:15.
And I happen to know you don't have anything else to do. So I'm sitting here what was he doing? What is he doing? And if you had said I was bleeding profusely and that's why I'm late, maybe, but you said you shaved and then later you start bleeding. So that's not even the reason.
No. I mean, I started bleeding on the walk here from the train.
Right. So you were already late, is what I'm saying.
No, I wasn't. I stopped to try to...
To cauterize the wound.
Oh, you stopped to get a Band-Aid.
I stopped at a grocery store to see if they could help with anything.
That's
a grocery store? You went to a Gristini's? You're like, hey, I'm bleeding. Can I also get a fucking ham on rye?
He's got like a mask full of blood.
Yeah.
No, just a little organic market. It's right down the block. I don't know.
Okay, again, organic Band-Aid, a farm-based Band-Aid.
Well, it's going to grow a daisy.
Well, Micah has to leave soon-ish.
Yeah, yes. It's not a problem for me. It's a problem for the fans who now are going to be defrauded of 10 minutes, maybe, of my content.
Well, my apologies.
Thank you.
Yeah, And it's
all we needed. On behalf of
it's
their
fucking
fans.
98 degrees out, and this motherfucker's wearing a long sleeve sweater and a backpack. He comes in bleeding. What the fuck is happening?
It's You're dressed like a mime.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I took the time.
He's a mime, and when he tried to get out of the glass box, it broke.
Shattered.
And cut himself.
Cut his face. Yeah.
Hot as hell. You didn't think you'd get roasted, did you?
I didn't, but always welcome.
Good comeback.
I will say, how did you make that Band-Aid look good? Like, it looks like a very, it's like a debonair mustache, like very Raul Julia almost.
Well, this is taking a different turn towards niceness. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm still waking up. It's good to see you.
Still waking. There it is. There it fucking is.
Mm.
You were sleeping.
I take hours to wake up.
Slept
I don't know.
Late, but you wanted to shave to look good for the show.
But of course.
Mm.
We have a high standard for looks here.
Yeah. Do you know how long it took to like electrocute Zach enough to get his hair?
I look adorable.
Yeah, you look great.
I'm really pulling this off.
Yeah.
This is a good look for me.
I'm very happy. Look, what a fucking mess.
Now, the thing is, Ian is very high key right now and very upset, and I'm not entirely sure why.
I got so much inside me that I gotta have burst out.
Just, what is it? What?
Please. It's a fucking bombshell.
Yeah.
Development.
Yeah, please.
Having to do with the show.
I need it.
All right, fucking, they're restructuring and our producers are out. Alex?
This is true. I'm not sure it was meant to be live content, but...
Wait.
I don't know any of this.
I just found out.
What? How did you find out?
Fucking...
We told Ian outside we were looking for an opportunity to tell Zach, but didn't think it was going to come up on the show.
God damn it. Well, let's find... Whoa.
Yeah. I know.
So who the fuck are they sticking us with?
I don't know.
Alex, what the fuck's going on?
But Alex told me... That they were kind of restructuring. They weren't sure, and if Bergstrom had been on time, they wouldn't have made the decision. So you fucked us, Bleedy.
I'll produce for you. I'll be 3 hours late each time.
This is the butterfly effect. It's more like the what's a slower moving animal?
The sloth effect.
The sloth effect.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
so
the
now? Just now found you're both
out, I'm sorry. I can't keep it in, and I feel betrayed, and I feel like I have a.
Why are they restructuring? It's a podcast. What's to restructure?
We have a duty and an allegiance to our team to fucking stick our neck out, I feel. Or am I wrong?
Alex, you got to fill me in. What's happening? I can't just know a brief detail that I'm losing my team.
Oh, man. Now I feel like I'm going to be in trouble for this all coming out on air. But
I didn't buy all of you lunch last week to have to fucking butter up new people now.
Yeah. I was bringing pastries.
Donuts were so good, Ian. We love you guys.
I know. We love you. Everyone loves you. And if we fucking put our foot down, the movement will start where it'll be fucking Team Alex and Gay Mike and Personality Frank. Frank, your thoughts?
I'm also a little depressed about it.
Oh, wow. What a surprise. This fucking guy.
Emotion's not my strong suit.
Frank, am I losing you for Spook Show, too?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't care. So who do you know who we're getting?
So I'm not sure exactly who it is, but I know that they're going to have, like, across-the-board engineers, people who only engineer shows for all the shows. There's going to be two of them. And then you'll have a dedicated live producer as well. However, Frank and I,
you guys
not,
are fucked.
We're not
just give up,
for that
right?
Position.
I say, like, just cut it off now. Like, you're done. What's the point? What's the point of even doing this?
Like a clit in Africa, cut it off.
Yeah, there's no more pleasure here.
Yeah,
fill it up with mud, and that's how it'll heal.
Oh,
and then it'll grow
like an
a daisy.
Adobe. You love daisies.
I don't know.
I'm very sorry to hear that, guys. That's really shitty, and we love you very much.
We love you guys, too.
Everyone loves you guys.
This is such a bummer because I don't care about this at all.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really care about you. It was a last-minute fill-in, so,
sure.
You know, we're even.
Yeah, who were you supposed to have? Who did I replace?
Someone a lot better.
I guess.
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't even want to get to the fucking, you know, Bergstrom storyline.
Right. Wait, is he the C choice?
Woo!
D E F. Oh, no, you're Mikey, you're definitely the C choice.
Oh, no. Yeah. All
it's
right.
not a C cup, you flat chested bitch. Sorry. I'm
we're devolving. Now I know you're gay.
We're devolving.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the bye guys moment.
Yeah. Will we push forward or crumble like shame on?
Will we push backwards?
Push backwards.
Hungrily?
Shame on did not crumble. It exploded.
It exploded.
In a fit of glory. And yes. By fit of glory, I mean extreme alcoholism.
Oh, no. Is that what happened?
No. I mean, it wasn't not what happened, but, you know, there was a lot of things that went wrong with that show at the end.
Yeah.
It was just time.
Do you have a podcast, Bergstrom?
I do not.
Mm.
Pushing against the system.
Push it. No. I just never got around to it. I don't know. They seem good. I don't know. I don't listen to them a lot either.
They
seem fine.
You would be good on a podcast that's like a noir story podcast where you're narrating something. You have a good narrator voice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Any other ways you'd like to pigeonhole me?
No, I mean...
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the term for it, so I think that is...
No, I mean, I feel like that would be, like, interesting.
Yeah, I don't see how that pigeonholed you, because he said you'd be good at something. He didn't say, and nothing else.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't know. Narrating noir stuff, it sounds fun. I don't know what you want me to say.
It'll be funny if you did noir versions of modern things.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, like, gave it an old-timey sound, but then it was, like, modern news stories.
Yeah, like a news story about, like, a subway pushing in your noir voice, you know? It was 4:30 on the C train.
The platform was slicker than my aunt's umbrella. I don't know. This is why I don't do improv, guys. I don't...
He was pushed on the train, and he was pushed... Then he was pushing daisies.
There it is.
There we go. I was trying to go for a daisy reference.
All right, let's do plugs and then get some news stories in. Let's get that plug music going. Thank you so much to our guests. Bergstrom, what do you want people to check out?
I'm going to be in the South next week. I'm going to be at the Creek and the Cave on...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to be in New Orleans. I guess for the dates and to get tickets, check out my website, ericbergstrom.com.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And are you still animating?
I've done some animation. I'm still doing cartooning for the New Yorker and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love your drawings.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you're going to love the new Creek. It's fucking baller.
I'm excited.
It's really cool. Michael, what do you want people to check out, hon?
Well, I just started a new podcast with my retarded boyfriend, Tim McLaughlin. It's called Great Hang. We've done one episode. We actually did two episodes, but the second one, he already fucked up recording it. So now there's just an apology episode out that's about 3 minutes long of Tim rambling. But it's very good. And you can check it out anywhere you get podcasts. And also, I'm going to be on Skankfest.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So, you know, I know how you guys are already going, but I'll also be there.
Yes.
Come
that'll
check
be great.
There. And Eric and I host a weekly show together.
True. Oh, that's right. Cobra Club.
Every Friday, live from outer space. If you are in the Bushwick, Brooklyn area.
Yeah, yes. 9 p.m. every 9 Friday.
9 p.m. every Friday.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Ian, what do you want people to check out, Bubba's?
IanFinance.com, IAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. I haven't been twitching as much. I'm going to start again. I'm going to be at Zany Chicago, July 23rd to 25th. Go out and get tickets. Come and say hi. It's going to be a fun one. And that'll be great. Oh, and this weekend I'm in Fairfield, Connecticut. And then the week after that, I'm going to be with David Tell and Louis Katz at Harrisburg Comedy Zone and then Hilarities, Ohio.
Fantastic. Guys, can check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Next week, I will be at the Other Stress Factory in Connecticut, Friday and Saturday, featuring for Louis J. Gomez on the early show and then doing a dirty showcase, The Depraved, on the late show. Both nights should be really, really fun. I, too. I'm on Skankfest, and I'm very excited for all the proceedings that are about to happen. Ian, you're doing it?
Yes.
It's going to
be
so much fun.
Skankfest as well. It'll be a party.
It is going to be so much fun, still announcing events. And check out Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on Gas Digital Network. We just taped a bunch of new episodes. And my show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
With producer extraordinaire Frank.
With my Frank.
Yes. That's right.
Man, they're going to have to find two new people to look at gay stuff every week.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe that's how we can get it. We can get somebody who's like super uncomfortable with gay stuff.
I mean, are they?
And we'll get them to quit.
I look deep into assholes for you guys very often.
Do they know what they're walking into?
And then
into?
Book them.
Do they know what they're walking into?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
And now are they going to be personalityless drones that just sit at the machine?
I wouldn't call them that. No.
Do we know them?
Well, I don't want to say the wrong names because I've heard like rumors of who's going to be on what show, but I'm not sure that it's correct. I haven't heard directly from the people.
Okay.
Who know?
This is like, what's a movie where they like restructure and then.
What? What don't do you they, want?
That was a hard thing to don't tap have, over to me.
Don't they have movies?
What do you what?
Where it's like they're or no? This is kind of like Kevin James and Here Comes the Boom. They're
what?
Like we
what
have
the
to.
Fuck? That's the reference you wanted us to pull out of our asshole, Ian.
We have
the,
to get we
a
have
movie
to get,
that doesn't even exist.
We have to get rid of the art department, and then Kevin James becomes an MMA fighter to save it all. So they're getting rid of our nice department, and then we have to bring a team together to save it, right?
Yeah, I think. Listen, they're probably fucked. We can't. The glory's over. Hey, knuckleheads, you guys know Yo Kratom. Well, they just launched Yo Delta. That's right. It's a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, it is time to stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in weed that can legally be shipped nationwide and get you high. I took some of their vapes, some of their gummies, and you know what? It is potent. So if you're in a state where weed isn't legal, there's no more calling up some shady dude to come over and hang out who's going to try and F your chick, okay? You can just go to yodelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. That's yodelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. Once more, guys, that's promo code GAS at yodelta.com for 25% off.
So, what's a movie?
But it will be funny to make. It will be funny to make new people have to look at buttholes all day.
You want
to
know what's so crazy is how anxious I was about this starting late, and then we do it, and it's this. then it's just us thinking about movies that don't exist. You're looking
here.
Like,
are you saying Here Comes the Boom, starring Kevin James and one Joe Rogan does not exist?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, Fox.
Salma Hayek, it's great.
If I haven't seen it, and it hasn't been referenced up to now, it doesn't exist. It's not real.
That's how people feel about the crime statistics in New York. They're like, well, I'm not seeing it, so it's not happening.
Oh, well, those people don't live where I live.
I live a couple blocks away from you.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked up on a stabbing the other night.
Oh, I got to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah. I saw two stabbings within the last month.
Oh, let's hear it.
Wait, was it? Here's the question. Because, all right, the other week, I had a neighbor knock on my door. And also, it was like 9 a.m. Saturday morning. So I'm like hungover as fuck. She's lucky I was even awake. I'm like, yes, what do you want? Like, why are my neighbors talking to me? This is not the New York I fucking
signed up
for.
It's bad when your neighbors have to start talking to you.
So she comes up and she's just like, hey, like, I just wanted to let you know that my partner, my partner just got mugged at knife point. And so I wanted to warn you. And I was like, oh yeah, thanks for the heads up. Did you call the cops? And she was like, looked at me like I was a cop. Like, I was, like, a Republican fucking Trump-supporting psychopath for even suggesting that someone call the cops on someone with a knife, a crazy person with a knife. And she was like, no. And I'm like, so you knocked on every door, so what? Like, I'm supposed to, vigilante crime fight?
Yeah.
What is this? You know, like, call the fucking cops, you psychopath. Anyway,
what
you probably murdered people by now.
What? Well, I got a knife pulled at me once. I didn't call the cops.
No.
No, the guy, you know, got in his car and left.
But if you'd been stabbed, you would call the cops.
Oh, he got stabbed.
No, he was just robbed at knife point. Well, the guy got away with $2, too, and I'm like,
I wasn't robbed. It was pulled out on me. It was like, not a robbing, it was a threat of a stabbing.
But why? Just because they didn't like your face?
I was
like
in
a switchblade?
Dude, I was
because they saw your face.
I was in front of a car. I'm not even gonna fucking respond.
Because was
to
it
that.
What you were wearing or your rings or something?
Actually,
hey, you owe her another $50, mister.
Actually, it did come up. So this a bike rider was riding, and this guy cut him off, and they got into an argument, and the bike guy ran away, and I was like watching. The guy's like, "The fuck you looking at, you white bitch?" And I was like,
"Nothing.
He has
a point.
You cut that guy off."
Yeah.
And he got out of the car. He had a kid in his car. The kid is crying.
No.
He got out. He comes up in my face. Dude, I'm standing in front of a coffee shop. There are people in the coffee shop watching. He's got a fucking knife, and he's waving it around. And it was that thing where, like, I know that I could have just, like, uppercutted him right in the jaw real quick because he was leaning in. The knife was back here, and he was, like, leaning in with his face.
Interesting.
And I'm like, there's a guy standing next to me watching it. And the guy leaves, and he was like, "You white faggot, get the fuck out of my neighborhood."
How did he know? I guess he could
just
tell.
Yeah, I was like, well, he ain't wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I've been here since 2007. And he was like, "Fuck you, blah, blah. And he's like, "I'll fucking cut you." And I'm like, "Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck is happening?" He leaves, and then people come out of the coffee shop, and they go, "Wow, that was crazy." And I go, "You're not going to fucking do anything?
Yeah.
None of you are going to come out and stop it? You're not going to call the police? Are you fucking insane?"
But you didn't even call the police.
Because it was happening.
Too late.
I can't take my phone out. He fucking got in the car and sped off.
Yeah.
And I was like, shooken up. I couldn't get the license plate number or anything.
Right, right, right.
You know? But it's also a thing, too, of like, I did not call the police because I was like, I don't want to get in them trouble. I was like shook up. And I assumed another citizen would have been like,
would have called it.
"Hey, this is going on." You
know? Because
they were like witnessing it.
And with mine, too, she was like, she described the guy. It was a white guy. I'm like, and you still feel bad calling the cops? It's like, now they can't even profile black people and just like start manhandling. I was like, yeah. It's a white guy. Like, who cares if a white guy gets manhandled?
Yeah.
No offense.
I was at a...
Who cares if someone with a knife gets manhandled?
Right. Well, but like, you know how it is. You say, "Oh, black guy with a knife," and now any black guy's getting like fucking stopped and manhandled to see if they have a knife.
Right.
But it's like a white, like...
Yeah.
I was at a bodega and somebody got stabbed in the stomach. And that was the most blood I've ever seen.
Recently.
In the last month. Yeah. And then also...
Were they near an organic grocery store?
I'm afraid not. Way more blood on my face. And then another time... what was it?
Stabbed in the stomach.
Wait, where was this?
Off the Jefferson stop. Mm-hmm. Real close to where I live. Right. And then...
Was it also a white guy?
No. It was, well, the guy that got stabbed, but it was a black guy that stabbed him.
Did he say anything when he did it?
No. Mm. And then I was at I was at a birthday party in Brooklyn maybe 6 weeks ago, more actually. And we came in from because they were in the backyard. There's a bunch of people back there. Then we went into the side to the apartment. We just started hearing like, from the hallway. And when we walked out, there was a dude, he had smashed an A1 bottle and was just stabbing the other dude with it repeatedly.
It gets you right here. And it gets you right here.
Is that the A1?
Haven't you seen the A1 commercials?
I've never seen it, but I'm sure that's a really good reference.
Alex, can you keep
I
that
haven't
up?
Seen
can
the commercial. Please? It doesn't exist. How's that feel, Micah?
It was the perfect reference.
I'm sure it was very good.
No. My Here Comes
because
the
when
Boom
you're stabbing
is
someone
better.
With it's no, Here Comes the Boom is I still don't believe that exists. They haven't been able to find proof of it.
Pull it up.
Oh, hold on. Do you want Here Comes the Boom first or do you want the commercial? First?
Commercial.
Okay. We're looking for the particular commercial. There's a couple.
Oh, but
it gets
I
you
hope,
right here.
I
and
hope,
it gets you right here.
I hope you cannot find it.
You,
that
they
would
will,
bring
though.
Me so much joy if they can. And then we see the funniest trailer for Here Comes the Boom. That would make my day.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
They get you here. They get you right here. They get you here. They get you right here.
That's okay, the perfect
that's
stabbing reference.
That is very
that's,
rough.
That's funny. That's great. Don't. Bring up Here Comes the Boom.
Because it doesn't exist?
It exists,
meanwhile,
but it won't top A1.
The producers that you guys just summarily fired are now working to create a trailer. Look.
Oh, he's fat and he fell.
Oh, hey, Principal Betcher. You're late. Again. Powers Teacher of the Year.
We didn't have to watch the whole thing, but no. It exists.
Yeah.
You're missing all the Kevin James jokes. Whatever.
Wait, those were, there was already jokes?
I mean, he fell on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, what did you do when you saw the stabbing?
When I saw the stabbing, there were a ton of people in the hallway at that point. And people were already filming them. So I didn't have to do anything.
Did anyone call 911?
Yeah, a ton of cops showed up.
Were they being filmed?
Eric was like, "You gotta finish that
or horizontally?"
I don't know.
Okay.
I think vertically.
Okay.
Incorrect.
That would have been a great pot. Okay, you go around and you witness crimes and then you narrate them. That's your podcast.
There's a guy. He's got an A1 bottle.
What a specific bottle of something to have on you.
Yeah.
I think he tore it up. He made a mess of somebody's someone else's apartment and pulled it out of their place. So
okay.
I don't know.
Oh, because I was like, if he was grilling, you'd think he'd have the steak knife.
But there was grilling in the backyard and all that, so I don't know.
Start squeezing them with tongs.
Yeah. Like, of all the things in a grill, the A1 sauce is
in my head, he had it on him.
Yeah.
Like, ready.
In his pocket.
Yeah.
Like Hillary with hot sauce in her purse.
Listen, as someone who has dated two different girls who keep ranch dressing in their purse.
Jesus Christ.
That's real?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow, what a delicious red flag.
They're single?
No, they're double.
Zach! Woo! Zach!
Zachy! Wow.
I know, what are the odds that a guy who looks like you would end up dating girls who keep ranch dressing in
their enormous women who think ranch dressing belongs on pizza.
Yeah. It does.
It does not.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
It's not if it's good pizza.
Pizza. It's got to be like Domino's. Like
Pennsylvania pizza, like for ranch dressing.
Pennsylvania pizza just sounds bad.
That's what we are going to miss. The old Pennsylvania pizza.
That'd be funny to open up in New York, the Pennsylvania Pizza Company, and just everyone be like, what the fuck?
They did that. It's called Papa John's. And it's in fucking sane to me that any rational adult in New York City would order Papa John's.
Well, you know, you got to support the cause.
Oh, okay.
Papa John's is good. Papa John's is good drunk food. And also, it's good comfort food because they have that little garlic dip.
Here's the thing. There's no need for Papa John's if Little Caesars still exists, which it does.
Right, but there's more Papa John's per capita than there are Little Caesars.
What? How is that possible?
I mean, there's two in my neighborhood, and there's no Little Caesars.
Oh, so you're just going off of places you can walk to.
Yes, I'm the Micah Fox effect. If I don't know about it, it's not happening. Papa John's is good. I don't give a shit. I want to eat like dog crap food, which I think needs to exist.
Yeah, the crust tastes like donuts to me, kind of.
That's good. Yum, yum.
Now you're in.
I fucking love donuts. Donuts are delicious.
I have one. I'll split it with you.
No.
Okay.
I don't have a bike to bike it all off in the 100 degree heat, Ian.
I know. I'm shedding skin like an AIDS patient.
Is that how that works?
Well, they...
Are they snakes?
I mean, they really melt like snowmen.
Yeah?
You know. Yeah. What?
What are you... What is this? Another movie?
Are you saying Olaf from Frozen has AIDS?
Wait, how's Olaf go? He's like, oh, jeez. Is that it? I don't know.
Sup, Moe's? Fat Tango Presents is a scripted comedy podcast. I heard a rumor on the street, and it is the favorite podcast of one Luis J. Gomez. It's widely rumored he cannot achieve an orgasm without playing it during sex. Every episode is a different story or premise. Some of the stories you might hear on Fat Tango Presents include crime-fighting vans, sitcoms about porcupines, breaking up with a clingy drug dealer, or selling souls to the devil for drugs. There's also great other shows on the Fat Tango Network, like Family Records and They Might Be Bronies. So check out Fat Tango Presents. Is there anybody else? So when you guys are talking about the stabbings, my wife and I have the Citizen app, and I need to delete it.
I don't have it.
Oh, I turned it off.
Me the fuck out.
Because there was a burglary in my building the other night.
Yeah.
At like 4 in the morning, and it went up, and my wife woke me up, and she's like, somebody's apartment just got burglarized, and I'm like, fuck. Oh, who has to get up and see if the door's locked?
But that's
me.
But that's the actual time you need it.
Yes.
When it's in your house. And also, you don't lock your door every night?
No, of course I do. But I also have OCD and would convince myself 85 times that I didn't.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, the night I moved into my apartment, right, we had the Citizen app already. The night we moved in, literally across the street was like someone shot in the back of the head. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, you live a couple blocks from me. Those projects right there.
Well, the project's right across the street from my house. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Citizen was just popping off. And I'm like, this is an in a project situation.
Right.
So I was like, I don't need to know about every fucking crime that happens.
I wish I could just filter the funny ones.
Right.
Like when sometimes it'll be like 2 blocks away, naked man hanging out a window, and it's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Is it this? Are they? I haven't used the app. Is it actual just normal people, citizens, that post things, or is it?
Yeah, it's like Waze, like when you're driving and you update that there's a police on the road.
Okay.
I would assume it's also for like the people that sit and listen to the police.
They listen to the police scanners and they punch them in? Okay.
Yeah. But it's like, it's fast. Like, you'll hear, like, pop, pop, and then immediately Citizen will be like, gunshots heard. And it's like, yeah, no shit. I just fucking heard them.
Right.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, it's always a lot of stabbings or, like, garbage can fire.
Wait, really?
Well, during the protest. No, I live in Bay Ridge.
Yeah, during the protest.
During the protest.
Bay Ridge is the Queens of Brooklyn.
Yes. A lot of, like, fires and stuff. But in my building, it'll be every once in a while. It'll be like, but it'll say my address. And it's like, fuck, I guess we're going to go into the living room and see what's going on now.
Yeah.
Well, you just moved to my neighborhood this time last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when everything started popping off.
Crime's really gone down since I turned off the Citizen app.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't live far from me either.
No. We all live in the fifth circle of hell.
Yeah.
Just gentrifying away.
I mean,
just warehouses and dog
I know you
shit.
Feel like because you're poor, you're not a gentrifier, but that is not how it works. You can't just claim being poor and then you're not gentrifying.
I don't claim being poor.
Oh.
Well, bitch.
Then how are you not a, then how are you, because you're a gay mustache?
No, I mean, I feel like, I guess gentrification is when other, like, lower class people, usually like artists, move into like a lower class neighborhood because it's affordable.
Right.
And it just so happens that they're like white. And then eventually the real estate and the commercial market figures that out and starts to then I feel like that that's like, I feel like initially it's just people moving in for affordable housing. And then the gentrification comes in with people trying to capitalize off that.
When real estate agents start calling it an up and coming neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't feel, I mean, I've been in that neighborhood since 2007 before all this shit popped up.
That's
so
what
I
you told the guy who almost stabbed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I tried to rationalize with him. So I don't feel like I was just moving in for what I could afford.
Right. No, I know that's how it works, but that's what you were the precipitous incident.
Yeah. I'm like the spearhead at the beginning of the Braveheart.
The spearhead?
Jump in. When they all march forward to fight each other, I'm at like the front of the line, I guess.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better. That actually makes it worse, right?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but what are you supposed to do? That's the thing. What are you supposed to do? Not live somewhere?
Yeah, you gotta live.
You gotta live somewhere where you can afford it.
I get it. That's why I live there, too.
Yeah. So it's like, fuck you to make it a thing about... Here's the thing. If you move into a neighborhood, it's your job to acclimate to the neighborhood and like be nice to people and like become friends with like your deli guy and like your neighbors and be like friendly and everything. If you move into a neighborhood and you're like rich moving into like a poorer neighborhood and you don't make the effort to like acclimate, then you're an asshole.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's just being an asshole in general.
Right. Which I think is what's happening recently.
Yeah.
It's assholes that are wealthy moving into poorer, hipper areas and not being like nice to people around them and like standoffish.
I think it's less the standoffish they mind is the rents being raised and all the coffee shops coming in that don't accept EBT and shit like that. I think that's the problem.
And also have a thing that's like, refugees welcome.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah, dude, there was like this exclusive coffee shop in my neighborhood.
What?
It shut down and it had like a big sign that was like, refugees welcome, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you would still, even if refugees came in there and like, can we use the bathroom? They'd be like, sorry, you have to buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
A few doors down from the studio, there was a Harry Potter themed coffee shop.
Jesus Christ.
And watching it close makes me so happy.
Yes. Hated that place. And I went in there.
What white woman's dream? Was right. Destroyed.
What if? Here's the thing: you're not supposed to give coffee to kids.
They were putting
so
glitter
why make
in the
a child?
There.
What?
They were putting glitter in the coffee there. By the way, there was like edible glitter in the coffee.
Did you pee glitter, or do you poop glitter from the?
I think. I guess you poop it out.
Frank, go eat some glitter.
Yeah.
As your last act as our producer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your one last hurrah.
Go drink some glitter and tell us what hole it comes out.
Yeah.
Of.
If COVID's the reason it shut down, then it was all worth it.
I think it was before.
But even so.
It makes me so happy to know that some rich white girl.
Totally.
Who the fuck walked into a bank with this plan?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, have you heard of Harry Potter?
And no one said no.
It was called the Steamy Hollows.
That sounds like somewhere you'd go to pick up random dick, by the way.
That does sound like a gay bar. The Steamy Hollows.
Can I tell you, one time I saw... a dog outside taking a shit, like, right in front of that place.
Smart dog.
The owner used the words, he just had a poopuccino at the Steamy Hollows. And it took me
Why isn't that guy getting
understand.
Stabbed with an A1 bottle?
Yeah.
You know?
A1 bottle's on sale.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
The two times I've been the most mad at something a hipster said. One time was a really wildly effeminate gay guy talking to a girl. They walked by Ben's Pizza, and he looked at me and went, you want to get a slice of pizza? And I've never hated a person more. Because
that is what?
It's...
Why are we shortening pizza?
It. Do you feel it?
It feels bad. I mean,
I wanted to punch him. I really was like, I think I could tell a judge. He called it pizza.
Because even when people called it za, I was like, we don't...
Hate that.
We
hate
don't need to do that. But pizza's like that.
Pizza's
even
worse.
Unless it was pizza. Then you could get a slice of pizza.
Yes.
Yes. No, he was pointed at Ben's and get a slice of pizza.
No.
Oh.
And the other one that has never made me more mad. So I'm obsessed with the movie Troll 2.
Oh, who isn't?
Thank you. For people that don't know, it's a straight-to-video...
It's a dating app Zach used to say.
Very good. It's a straight-to-VHS bad horror movie that people like do like Rocky Horror screenings of, and people know all the words.
Yeah.
And I was on a bus, and it was a hipster guy talking to a hipster girl, and he goes, have you heard of Troll 2? It's basically like the new The Room. And it's this recently undiscovered film.
No.
Recently undiscovered?
Yeah.
How do you undiscover
that
something?
That was how he
He's
did it.
He's gentrifying Troll 2.
And it made me so
did
fucking
Did you say
mad.
Something?
No, I just sat there and steamed.
Mm.
Also, that pisses me off because we watched that like at a sleepover party when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
So, bitch, and I'm from a suburb, so that shit has been discovered.
Yeah.
I appreciate that as a pickup line on a bus.
No, it was a girl he was already with.
Oh, shoot.
And he
was,
just,
she
he
like
was
so impressed with
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, how recently undiscovered?
Yeah.
As if...
And they were talking like somebody found it like in Al Capone's vault.
That is interesting, though. I was like, oh, it was in Al Capone's vault? That is interesting.
Hilarious.
That would be very Micah interesting.
Rules. That's fucking awesome. Wow, what a nice lineage of Troll 2.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
I would be impressed if someone told me that on a bus. Guess what? You'll never guess what they found in Al Capone's vault.
Troll 2.
No, Zach's girlfriend.
Wife.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I mean, look, man, I don't know. Fucking a couple weeks ago on Friday night, it was just police cars like careening around the corner and like screaming. So I like walked up to look and there's like blood all over this one car and like pushing and shoving and people are just screaming at the cops and they're just like standing there taking it. And me and like a couple other neighbors are like watching. We're like, this is crazy. And they take some guy, they handcuff him, put him in the car, and the police come around. And they're walking and they look in the sidewalk and they're like, okay, there's a little bit of blood here. Like, let's follow it, whatever. And me and the other guy are like, oh, fuck, look at this van. And blood was just wiped all over the fucking hood, but it was night out, so and they didn't look at the van. So I'm like, hey, there's blood on this van and a cell phone on the ground. And a cop goes, good to know. And he like walks away, tells some other guys. Other guys come up. I go, I don't know if you saw blood all over this van and a phone. And they go, oh, shit. All right, this is a crime scene right here. You got to get out of here. And I was like, am I a cop?
What
this
the
rules?
God.
But it was right in that project area. And I was like, God damn. Like, dude, these people are in like this far away from the cops screaming at them. And they're just like sitting there taking it. And it's like, holy fuck. I
can't tell if you're saying that they're good or bad at their jobs.
No, I mean, how would you feel if somebody was just in your face, like degrading you, screaming at you, and you're like, if I even blink wrong, there's cell phone cameras out taping me. This could go like viral and ruin.
Well, I think we have to accept that we now live in a city where unless it is a violent crime happening at that moment, the cops aren't coming anymore.
But I don't even think they're coming even if it is a violent crime in the moment.
Like, unless they're there already.
Because no one's calling them because no one wants to offend anybody. That's like, just everyone get fucking stabbed because
I got 911 on speed dial. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck it.
Do your jobs, bitch. It's like, listen, yeah. I'm not going to like call the cops over a loud party.
Right.
You know, like, but.
That happened in my neighborhood the other night. These people were throwing these rooftop parties to like 3 a.m. and it was out of control, loud, and a bunch of neighbors called the police, and my buddy lives up the street, and we met in the street, and we're like, these kids, this is ridiculous. So we like, you know, he called the police, and they're like, we're already on the way. We've had multiple calls, and dude, it was insane how, I mean, it was like over 100 people filtered out of this building, and it was a building he lived in. And they did it on his rooftop. It was crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But as a person who's hosted those parties all summer.
Yeah.
Chill out, man.
No, I'm telling you, the amount of volume you think that it is, it is not.
No, I've never had a good speaker system. That's what separates me.
It was like,
Ian, you're talking to us like no one here has ever lived next to a Hispanic family.
Yeah. Well, so it was worse than that. Because Hispanic families have the best speaker systems. They have that. That's a fact.
My old building, there was a house right next door that was like cholo, like hardcore. They must have had a birthday party every weekend somehow. And that
we know
thumped,
how.
Yeah, and that shit thumped till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
on like a Wednesday.
Mm.
And there was no calling the cops on.
No, you moved into there. They claimed that as their party spot.
Yes,
that's the thing. That's the gentrifying. That's what you can't do.
Oh, all these people coming out of the party were not.
No, of course. If it's white people, you can call the cops. That's what I think. Call the cops on the whites.
Call the cops on anyone. Well, if somebody's committing a crime,
don't be a snitch.
See, this is the thing. Violent crime, yes.
Yeah.
The rest of it, you know, we settle this in the streets.
Well, what about that guy that was going around punching women on the subway?
That's a violent crime.
Yeah,
no,
and guess
that's
what?
Okay.
Guess what? He got brought to jail and then released. He got a desk ticket because it wasn't a felony because he didn't steal anything. He was just assaulting people.
Isn't assault a felony?
It's misdemeanors.
I mean, the argument with the calling the cops thing is when it's nonviolent, they send a dude with a gun who's not trained for the best for nonviolence. So,
right.
No.
Well, none of them are trained for nonviolence. They're trained for violence.
Yes.
So
right.
It's like,
their de-escalation tactics are yelling and intimidation.
They're often ex-U.S. soldiers with PTSD.
Yeah.
They've seen some shit. They're real high-strung.
Think about anyone you grew up with who became a cop. How would you feel about that?
Right. I have never known anyone who became a cop.
I have multiple kids I grew up with that became cops, and every single one of them, like, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was always, like, the fucking psychopath, like, ripping frogs' legs off in biology. It's like, you were just supposed to dissect
it. Some kid
it.
Who, like...
That's how you protect a frog.
Some kid, somebody stole their toy when they were 3, and they got frustrated and couldn't get it back, and they've never gotten over it.
I know a couple people that became cops, and like two of the ones I know were like legit good people, and they both quit because they were like, this job is turning me into kind of like an asshole monster. And I talked to one of them. He's like, when you're
as an asshole monster.
He was like, when you were dealing with scumbags all day long, everyone becomes a scumbag to you. And he's like, it's not, I had to get out. And, you know.
Well, it's also like very like Fast and Furious, like in the family, like level of shit. I once went to a timeshare thing. Like I got sucked in because I thought I was going to get a free vacation. Never got it, by the way. And the guy who was leading it, he just gets into a conversation about how his bitch ex-wife was a cop and would just constantly pull her cunt out anytime he did something
Jesus
she didn't
Christ.
Like. Yeah. What?
Hot.
Yeah. Well, you want me to get her number for you?
No, not
911.
Yeah.
Anyway, now he has to sell timeshares because she got the house.
Well, not to you.
No.
Yeah.
I was hard, too. They got legit mad when I was like, hey, man, I'm just here for my free vacation so we can stop the sales pitch.
And you didn't get it.
No, so then lie. You had to file a thing and you send it in, whatever, and then, like, you mail it in and they, like, never got back to me. I did move, though, so.
Oh. Mm.
Could have been that, but I think it was a scam. I think I got
the timeshare. Get out of here.
I know, but I wanted my free vacation to Hawaii.
I know, of course.
I want to go to Hawaii. I can't pay for it. Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, guys, I am not what you would call an auto mechanic or a super cool do-it-yourself guy who works on his own car. But I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never quite have what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just a guy working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So, if you're working on cars right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at our car parts. Once more, that's rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that goddamn good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Buy Guys. I'm sure they'll love that. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the program.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Our neighbor has definitely gotten way worse, and it's like jarring. My buddy walked up last year on a midday gang execution.
That's the scariest part. It's not at night anymore. None of this shit is at night anymore.
Yeah.
Execution, like with the gun? Like up to
the
head?
Guy sitting
or like
in his car went up, shot him in the head, and walked away.
But see, that doesn't scare me, because that guy probably did something like
that guy was
also
in the game.
In a gang. Yeah, he's in the gang.
Yeah, and if you put a gun to someone's head and shoot them, there's less chance of stray bullets hitting a child. Right. So, good on him.
I mean, like, that shit doesn't scare me, though. I'm like, is it great to be around? No, but it's like,
well,
I'm innocent.
What is scary is the gang violence is people are like, oh, I'm not going to really, my chances of getting caught are so slim now. These people that I've always wanted to kill, I'm just going to do it. And then they just go and they just spray bullets and it hits fucking children and innocent people. It's like, if you are going to kill someone, do it wildly up close.
Do a little bit of class.
Yeah.
Who are these people with all these extra bullets, though?
Would you see that video of that guy in the Bronx going to try to shoot a guy and the guy hid behind two children?
No.
Can we please bring it up?
Holy shit.
That's fast thinking.
Even if you live, like, you don't have much of a life after that.
Dude, it was so fucking sad. And the older sister climbs on top of the younger brother to, like, save him.
Oh, my God.
It was so fucking gnarly. No, they shot the guy. But the shooter was just spraying bullets. Like, he was, like, dancing when he was shooting.
True or false? Do you think if someone was shooting at you, you would maybe hide behind a kid? I think caught in a situation, I don't know what I wouldn't do to save my own life.
Well, that's why it's like cops, it's like they have a way to make it stop, so they just start shooting, you know? I mean, it's insane. And statistically, the cities that have had, you know, like huge protests and riots and everything, the police versus citizen death has gone down by like 1%. And peer-on-peer violence, citizen-on-citizen violence, has skyrocketed through the roof. So it's like, what's the lesser of the two evils?
I don't know. I think
somebody gets shot by a police officer, human error happens, fuck, but crime is down and innocent people aren't dying. Or, hey, well, good. Now the cops aren't killing people. We're killing people, you know? It's fucking ridiculous.
Cops don't kill people.
People kill people. That's fucking great. I love that. But yeah, it's jarring, you know? I mean, this wasn't happening over a year ago.
I saw somebody shooting up in the street in Williamsburg.
Yes.
Isn't that insane?
People are just shooting up on the streets. There's
shooting up in Williamsburg.
Yeah, but I've seen that in Times Square, and
I feel like Williamsburg has gone so.
It's so it's like so Soho that it's the new Soho. But I don't know. There's any rich place has like a bunch of. It's still New York,
right? Right.
You know, and also heroin costs money. It was probably like some fucking trust fund kid who just like wandered out of his home, got the heroin, didn't make it back in time to shoot up.
Right. But it is fucked up, the whole idea of, like, we don't need the police. We need a community of... I'm not going to call the police. I'm going to knock on my neighbor's door.
It pissed me off because I'm like, you woke me up to tell me that you're a little bitch who won't call the cops. I was like, now, not only is there a man on the loose with a knife, but I know my neighbor sucks ass.
Yeah.
Fuck this
the white lady.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Well, she called her fucking boyfriend her partner, and I'm like, like, none of this is good news.
Right.
Like, so you guys suck, and there's someone...
The only thing douche gear is co-host.
Unbelievable.
But the people that are getting affected by all this are people in poor communities.
Yeah.
And it's easy for a rich, white fucking liberal to be like, get rid of the police. We don't need it. I'm not going to be affected. Like Mara Wiley, who is running for mayor on the Defund the Police platform, has a private security team. So it's like, yeah, this isn't going to affect you.
That's a great... I mean, how has she not been deplatformed for that?
Yeah, right?
Deplatform, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just insane. I don't know how people aren't just like, what are we doing? Like, I think there's a reasonable middle ground, you know? And the police are doing a thing, too, where they're like, oh, you don't want us? All right, well, we're going to kind of waltz over, you know? Yeah. And they're quitting in mass.
Honestly, they've been doing that.
No, but especially
they've
in the last
been
few years.
Taking their goddamn fucking time.
If it's not like an immediate violent crime, most cops, I think, are more apprehensive in the last 2 years.
Totally. And also, there's things happening where people are acting out specifically to tape and film cops.
Which I do support, you know, TikTok rules.
Yeah, right. I know. Fucking, that's all part of China's plan to tear us from the inside out.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Now, China, that's a place that knows how to cop.
I know, right? Yeah. You know, we just need to really model our cops after the Chinese. It's so funny. Dude, it's like, yeah.
Oh, we have a disease? Let's drag everyone out of their homes and test them one by one.
Well, dude, it's like
Which is so funny, because here, is there anything less intimidating than an Asian cop?
All right.
Do you just want to tickle him?
Oh my God.
It's like when you dress a baby up like a sailor. It's like, oh, who gave you that outfit?
Yeah, can I pinch your cheeks? Dude, it's just insane. People, you know, rally about how terrible America is. And yes, it has its problems, whatever. But if you look at things like through a statistical standpoint, comparatively to other, I mean, not like, you know, England and shit where they don't have guns and stuff, but...
And then there people just run away, people just walk away from the cops.
Yeah.
Like, they walk away briskly.
Yeah. Oh, cheerio. But it's like, I think it was in Rio de Janeiro, there was like massive protests and the police were just killing people to make them stop. There was one protest and they killed 26 people.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, well, at least ours just... You know, punch them around.
That's communism
like,
for you.
What's the lesser of the two evils? You know, I mean, I don't know. I think things are a lot better than we all make it out to be, but it's slowly devolving. Like all this shit. Like people shouldn't be walking around in broad daylight and see someone get stabbed in a deli. You know,
right?
That should happen at night.
That should happen at night between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, like
the witching hours.
Yeah, the
you
witching
know what's
hours.
So crazy is so like that the night the day so the guy got stabbed like 10 a.m. right, which is like such a weird time to get stabbed. Like literally the night before, I was walking from bodega to bodega trying to find a sandwich, like drunk out of my fucking gourd, and there was like a line everywhere, and I'm like stumbling around, and like there was like one person in the bodega was like, I've lived here 6 years, I've never heard the word bodega before, and I'm like, I have to get the fuck out of here immediately,
right? Take a poopuccino in his chest.
So I'm like. Where was the stabber then?
Yeah, right?
At 3 a.m., you know, with all these fucking drunk idiots who don't even know the word bodega. Stab that guy with sandwich money.
We need mental health care workers to reroute these stabbings.
Yes.
It's like, no, don't stab a random person. Stab someone with a purpose.
I'm like, there were 50 good stabbing victims out. Yeah. You know, now it's like all the stabbers got to get a good night's rest before they go stabbing.
But it is weird when, like, you know, you start living and there's, you know, neighbors have to be town criers about the crime.
Here, I did kind of appreciate the heads up, but it was like, I shouldn't have been the first call.
Right. Totally.
In both buildings I've lived in the last 10 years, I've had two different apartments. Both of them have had issues with homeless people breaking in and sleeping in, like, either the vestibule or, like, the
Now that's a fairy tale.
And
this vestibule's too cold.
And at my old building, it was a lady, and I remember her name because there were signs up everywhere with pictures of her. Her name was Denise McMahon, and I think she was squatting in one of the, like, she was obviously like an old, like, alcoholic lady, because she would be sitting in the stairwell drinking tall boys all day, asking people for money or cigarettes. And I think she hooked up with some dude who lived in the building and then squatted in his apartment. And there were signs that she was throwing shit out the windows and trying to break into other people's apartments. And then she started shitting in our elevator.
Nice.
See, why? This is why we can't have nice things.
I lived in Hell's Kitchen for a while, and I was like, I was in an apartment building that was getting renovated. So I was in one of the last holdout apartments in there. It was almost empty, and there were a bunch of homeless squatters. And there was one night where I came out, and because I just heard screaming again and again, and the landlord told me that there were just homeless people in the other apartments. Apparently, they had been just raping each other, is what the landlord said.
Oh, they're just raping each other?
Yeah, that's what he casually said in the stairwell.
I don't know, it's each other, like, are you raping me tonight,
They have a deli counter roll. It's like, calling number 7.
I just picture two guys chasing each other in a circle, like, no, I'm raping you. Yeah. No, I'm raping you.
Just with old-timey ragtime music.
The Benny Hill theme song playing. Dude, I have a buddy who... A homeless woman was, like, camping out in his vestibule, and he called...
What was that, a vestibule?
Vestibule.
Oh, yeah.
What did I say? He was
you said vichyssoise.
She was camping out in her vegetable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're supposed to call the mental health care workers. Right? He called the mental health care worker. They would not come out. He, like, went to higher-ups. Finally, some guy came out in a Mercedes, goes up and goes, hey, do you want to get out of here? She goes, no, I want to stay. And he goes, well, we can't make them leave.
Why not?
I don't know. And
what's the point then?
Eventually, someone else came out and talked, and they were like, we have a hotel for you to stay in. She's like, I'll go to the hotel. And just left and went to one of the hotels they've converted into the homeless havens. Where it's just a place to live, and there's no, like, recovery or, like, program, work release program or anything. It's just like
a place
to house.
You know what I bet's happening there?
What?
I bet they're raping each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rape hotel.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was surprised in Austin how, like, intense the homeless situation was there.
Sure.
Around a few blocks from the creek, there's, like, an underpass, and it's straight up tent shanty town.
Oh, God, dude.
Is it over by where they have all those food trucks?
That's Diego when I was just out there.
San Francisco was the worst, but Austin was
Yeah,
close.
San Francisco is, like, just, that's where I saw the most, like, open wounds and guys just wearing quilts, like, naked.
San Francisco's homeless is the most obnoxious homeless, too.
I don't know, Santa Monica's pretty bad.
Well, yeah, but they all just stay in their tents.
Venice
Santa
Beach.
Monica is fucking, all of LA is fucking disgusting now. It's just a straight up homeless town. But, like, in San Francisco, they'll, like, yell at you and, like, really, like fuck you for not being homeless kind of
thing.
They're
all meth.
Yeah.
When we were in Austin, Alex, what did you see in Austin?
Oh, my God. Okay, I saw this woman. Bobby Hutch and I were walking down the street, and we saw a woman sitting on the curb shirtless smoking a cigarette. And I made the mistake of taking a second look at her because I wanted to make sure that those were titties that I was seeing. And,
did she look at you for the same reason?
that second look was a mistake because I just, like, glanced at her a second time and she was like, hey, you, get over here. You, over here. Like, she was horrifying, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's wild. Like, yeah, it's just an open air drug market in, like, you know, Portland, Seattle.
As far as like LA. The tent town in Austin, I really had the thought, like, if you had Molotov cocktails, how many do you think you could get off before they organized and figured out what was it? Like, how many tents could you light on fire?
Well,
if
see,
you were really going for numbers.
Well, that's what's funny.
This is a fucked up. What,
if your goal was to kill the homeless.
If you wanted to. I'm saying, if you had the inkling.
Well, obviously we want to.
If you had the inkling.
Yeah, fun is fun.
Well, let me tell you.
Just one person, or can be organized?
Don't call them people.
The inverse.
So I'm saying, what if
it's just you? Is it just you throwing the cocktails?
Yeah, I'm not making it far, but if we had a small team.
A small team.
An assembly line type thing, where it's like, spray the tent with something flammable. Next person lights it. I'm just saying, you could probably put up some real mass murder numbers.
20, 30 tents, yes.
I mean, just get a blowtorch. Eliminate the problem of making the cocktails.
Crazy. They don't have their, like, I mean.
And they're also boozed up. You fucking get them with fire, they'll just explode.
Right. Yeah, then they start running around all scared. They catch everything else on fire.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, the inverse is happening because, you know, whatever.
We're freezing them?
No, fucking a lot of Antifa out in Portland and Seattle are now just homeless meth addicts that are like, oh, I can go out and destroy shit? Awesome. And then they're making Molotov cocktails and throwing it at crowds of people and police and everything.
See, here's the thing. Throw it at a bank. Why are you throwing it at people?
Oh, that's what they're also doing.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Good. All right.
Yeah.
Did you guys find that video of the guy hiding behind children?
Type in Bronx midday assassination.
That depresses me because I had to think of how many children it would take for me to hide behind. I would need a small class
picture.
I would duct tape a child to my head.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, do you have a family? I mean, yeah, look at
well,
this.
Well, no, they've getting hit by a oh my God. When a gunman
opened fire at nearly point blank range. Now, police just released the video of the incident.
We didn't hide behind him, he barreled over them.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, no.
Cover, but a man on the street was not so lucky.
Yeah, no, not at all. And we want to warn you, the full video you're about to show you is extremely graphic. Eyewitness News reporter Jim Dolan is live in Mount Pete. Jim?
That fucking guy.
Good old Jimmy Dolan.
Jim Doles. Yeah, I don't know. It was brutal, right?
I know it's fight or flight, but don't like people also get like the, like, you know how like a mom can like pull a car off her kid and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Don't people also get like that Superman?
The adrenaline?
Yeah, where they're like,
see?
I need to protect
see?
These children.
See? He's hiding behind the kids. He jumps to fucking hide behind them.
That is so sad. God. No, it's.
And the guy just keeps shooting. It's fucking depraved.
I have a feeling
at Stress Factory, Bridgeport, next Saturday.
I have a feeling those kids are going to grow up a little fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
How do you even wake up and not be depressed, especially if you live in one of those tent city cities, you know, where it's just like you were just stepping on homeless people on your way to work. It's like,
that's the thing. It's like, do you have a family? Do you bring kids into this world? Because we're obviously seeing the crumbling of society. Civilization is just fucking falling by the day.
No, it's every like, time I see a pregnant person, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, at some point you gotta have a purpose. At some point you gotta, you know.
But then what is the kid's purpose? See, it's just a
to
fucking
hide behind when someone's shooting at you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, what, you know, I mean, what's that movie where it's like
they restructure?
Yeah. Look, my coffee hadn't kicked in yet. I cut my face shaving. What do you want? You know? I don't know. Micah, do you have to get out of here?
Yeah, I believe it or not, have a job.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's your job, Ian?
Fucking stand up, bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you very much to our guests, Micah Fox and Eric Bergstrom. Check them out. Very, very awesome people. Can't thank you enough for your time. This is Zach and Ian for now saying bye, guys.